Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Tazria, that's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Vav. Now we're going to be talking about Tzaras, a person had a Nega Tzaras on his skin, the Kohen came, and it was undeterminable whether it was a Nega or not, meaning was it Tame or not. So this person was sequestered, he was put into quarantine for 7 days, the Kohen came back and nothing changed. So he was put into quarantine for another set of 7 days, and now we start this Aliyah with the Kohen coming back at the end of that 2nd day period. The Pasuk says, V'ra Kohen Oysa Be'em HaShvi Sheinis, the Kohen shall see him on the second set of 7 days, and behold, the nega dimmed, and the nega did not spread out on his skin, and the kohen shall be metaharet, mispachasi, it's just a mispachas, and he shall wash his clothing, and he'll be tahar. Let's just see Rashi here, Pasuk Vav, keha, huchami marisoi, it dimmed from its appearance, haim amad b'marisoi pasa, however, if it stayed, even at the end of the second set of 7 days, nothing moved, nothing happened, or it spread over his skin, tame, then it's tame, mispachas, shem nega tahar, his name mispachas, is just the name of a nega, which is tahar. Since he had to be sequestered, he had to be quarantined, nikra tame v'tzarch tvila. He to some extent is called tame, and therefore he has to go to the mikvah and he has to wash his clothing. However, if the mispachas spread throughout his skin, after he had already shown it to the kohen to be metaharit, so the kohen has to come back and take a look at it a second time. The kohen sees it and he saw that it spread throughout the skin, and the kohen shall be metameit because tzaras. And now the pasuk continues with another type of tzaras. Nega tzaras kitiya ba'adam. If a person has a nega tzaras v'huval ha'kohen and he's brought to the kohen, v'ra ha'kohen v'hine se'es levana ba'ar, and the kohen sees it, behold, it's a white se'es on his skin. V'hine hafcha se'er lavan, and behold, the hair turned to white. U'michyaz basar chay ba'se'es, and there's healthy live flesh on the se'es. Tzaras neshenes hi ba'ar b'sarei. This is just old tzaras on the flesh of his skin. V'teme ha'kohen, the kohen has to be metameit. Lo yasgir enu, we shouldn't put him into hezker. He shouldn't quarantine him, ki tamehu, because this person is clearly tame. So that was just another type of tzaras. However, v'im parech tifrach hatzaras ba'ar, if the tzaras broke out all over his skin, v'kisa tzaras is kol aranega, and the tzaras covered the entire skin that was afflicted, mei roshev ad raglov, from his head until his feet, l'chol mare ein ha'kain, everything that appears to the eyes of the kain was completely covered in tzaras. V'ra ha'kain, and the kain sees it, v'ine kisa tzaras is kol basare, and the tzaras covered his entire skin, v'tiras hanaga, so then he's metar the nega, kule hafach lova and tarhu, the entire thing turned to white, so it's tar. Uviyem hera is by basar chai yitma. However, the day that he sees that there's healthy flesh on this person's skin, then he's metameit. Meaning, if the person's entire body is covered in tzaras, he's not tameit. Only if he has a little bit of healthy skin, so then he would be tameit. V'ra ha'kain is ha'basar chai v'timai. This is what we just said. The kain's going to see his healthy flesh and be metameit. Ha'basar chai tameihu tzaras hu. This healthy flesh is tameit, it's tzaras. If this healthy flesh turns into white, he shall come to the kain, and the kain shall see it. Behold, his nega turned to white. Once again, the kain is going to be metahar it because it's tahar. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.